Blog Talk Radio.
If you haven't got problems, I feel bad for your son. I got 99 problems and a bitch ain't one.
Back out, it as the best rapper alive, nigga. Ask about
customer crony. Got some dirt on my shoulder, could you brush it off for me? If you feeling like a pimp, nigga, gone, brush your shoulders off. Ladies and pimps too, gone, brush your shoulders off. Niggas is crazy, baby, don't forget that boy told your kid that. Dirt up your shoulder, you gotta get that. Dirt up your shoulder, you gotta get that.
Gay or what?
Vince in the Bay. Welcome to the program. For those of you who are trying to log into the chat room right now, BTR, at least it's been my experience tonight, the BTR has been acting a little bit funky. The chat room has been very buggy this evening. I've been trying to log into other show chat rooms, and it took me a long time. It took me about 20 or 30 minutes to log into one. So be patient. You can listen to the show. Don't worry. The chat room's not going anywhere because it's not there. So you're not missing any chit-chatting. The only chit-chatting that's going to be going on is on the air here. And that's going to be you calling in. And the number is 347-826-7667. I'm Vince in the Bay. This is your Monday Night Live edition of Disorderly Conduct. And I will be covering several news stories that are in development. most of which I'm sure is on everybody's mind right now. It's all over the news. Everybody's talking about it. Of course, I'm speaking of Carmelo Anthony being traded to the New York Knickerbockers. That's right. That was completed today, confirmed by CBSNews.com. Carmelo Anthony traded to the New York Knicks. Multiple outlets are reporting that Denver Nuggets all-star forward Carmelo Anthony has been traded to the New York Knicks. The Knicks and Nuggets agreed Monday night on a trade sending Carmelo Anthony to New York. Quote, it's done, one of the sources said. Whatever, blah-bitty-bloobity. Supposedly, the deal involves a lot of players. The Post, citing a leading a league source, said the Knicks would send Wilson Chandler, Raymond Felton, Danilo Gallinari, Timofey Mozgov, and a 2014 first-round draft pick to the Nuggets, who would get additional picks in cash. Along with Anthony, the New York Knicks would acquire Chauncey Billups, Sheldon Williams, Anthony Carter, and Ronaldo Balkman. So they're getting Carmelo and Chauncey. So suddenly the Knicks are like a major player this season. They got Carmelo, Chauncey, and Stoudemire. They got a nice little big three of their own right there. Watch out, Miami Heat. Things might heat up a little bit more in the in that Eastern Division. That's going to be interesting. Cool. So I apologize to people who are not interested in the NBA. I think it's cool. It's big news for New York. I just played some Jay-Z there to open things up. I tell you what. Carmelo Anthony's got 99 problems, but a fucking bitch ain't one either. And neither is the monkey on his back or whatever. He had that hanging over his head for a while. I don't know when the trading deadline is, but I know it was getting pretty close. And we just had the All-Star break. So, yeah, so if he was going to get traded, it was going to happen sooner or later. And the Nuggets obviously want to get something for him because he said he was just going to go and sign with the Knicks anyways. So they might as well get something, and they got something. I don't know who these players are. Wilson Chandler, Raymond Felton, Danilo Gallinari, Timofey Mozgov. Oh, fuck, I don't know who those guys are. It shows you how much I pay attention to basketball. Well, I am paying attention to the Warriors a little bit at least. They're playing the Celtics tomorrow night here in Oakland. But not tonight. Tonight, the arena in Oakland, the Oracle Arena in Oakland, is going to be home to Prince, who's actually performing right now as I speak in Oakland. I have a good friend who is at the show right now, and hopefully, I don't know when the show ends. I got to text him and find out, but I think it ends in like an hour maybe. So maybe towards the end of the show, I might get him to call in and give me a review of night number one of Prince's Bay Area residency. He's playing Monday night and Wednesday night. He's taking a night off tomorrow for the Warriors to play the Celtics. So, there you have it. Thanks to everybody in the chat room. Again, if you're trying to log into the chat room and you're having a hard time loading it, I had an extremely difficult time loading it. I tried everything. I tried different browsers. I tried clearing my cache. I tried changing my underwear. Nothing worked. So basically, you just got to be patient. For some reason, though, when I went to the Black Conservative Show's chat room, it loaded no problem. Conspiracy? I think not. But who knows? NBTD Radio. I don't know what the fuck that stands for, but... thanks for joining the chat. What am I talking about? Clear the cache. I'm sorry, I didn't enunciate correctly. It's cache. You should clear, yes, darling, you should clear your cache. If you know anything about your Java and your, and your flash, you need to clear your cachet every so often. Clear it for the day. Yeah, don't worry. Don't worry, kids. I do have a lot of guest listeners, though. So the guest, apparently if you log in as a guest listener, the chat loads up no problem. So whatever. It is what it is. I'm Vince in the Bay, taking your calls at 347-826-7667. Let's go to the phone lines and the area code 612. Who's this?
Yo, Vince, how the hell are you?
I'm doing well. Is this Dr. Cowpoke?
Yes, sir. How's it going in the Bay? So the local boy done good, Mr. Prince. I work about 3 blocks from his facility there in Chanhassen, so he's a... I saw his tour bus was gone, so I figured he's on the road. So he parks the tour bus right there in front of his facility, and it was gone. So I figured he's on the road again.
Yeah, he's out here. He's playing right now as we speak. One of my best friends is at the show right now. Actually, I'm going to text him. Huh?
He tore down his old house here, you know, a purple house. I used to see him all the time in the drive-thru at Burger King. He would drive through with his pink Rolls.
Really?
Oh, yeah. I mean, we were sitting there one day with a couple people from work, and all of a sudden someone goes, hey, look at that purple Rolls, and there's good old Prince, you know, about 5 foot something, getting his to-go order from Burger King near Eden Prairie on Highway 5 and 4. It's right down from there. See, when he built his facility, I don't know, a long, long time ago, I worked at an electrical company. We put the security in there and stuff, and it's a nice place. It was like the only facility out there, and he brought a lot of land around it. He owns a lot of land around it, and then across the street up on the hill is it's a religious sect called Ekankar, and they have a big piece of land across from Prince on top of the hill. It's a big gold dome. We put the security in there back in 92, and you know what EMT pipe is. That's where you put all the wire through. We put 3 miles of EMT pipe through that so-called, quote-unquote, church, 3 miles of EMT pipe just for security for a church. So you tell me why they have all the security. You know what Ekankar is, don't you?
No, I don't. Please.
Well, they're like a sect. They believe in travel through light. From what I understand, when you drive by, there's a lot of Mercedes. They believe, Vince, let's say you're a wealthy man, you die tomorrow, when you go to the other side, everything you have, your possessions are with you, wherever that may be. That's what they believe in. They believe in that travel. So that's what you have a lot of people that think that, well, when I die, I'm going to go to their side and I will end up with everything, all I have right now. So a lot of people that go to the Ekankar Church have a lot of money and a lot of cash. They buy into that theory that when you die, you go to the other side, wherever the hell that may be, and you will be rewarded with all your stuff that you've earned, right, and have all. So the clothes on your back, Vince, you'll be a blog talk whore on the other side of the world.
I love it. I'll be a blog talk whore anywhere.
Absolutely. I have to tell you what, out here in Minnesota, I work at the airport. You should see some of the cars in our parking lot up to the window in snow. It's like unbelievable, man. I pull up to the car and they go, what happened? Well, a little bit of snow while you're gone. And trying to shovel these little front-wheel drive cars out is not good. So it's just crazy in the parking lot. You know, you have a one-way street and a couple shovels got stuck the other day and in the parking lot, and then the tow truck got stuck trying to pull the shuttles out. It was just chaos here in town here. I mean, it's just the airport, off-site parking guys, just there's snow everywhere. I mean, it's no fun trying to get in and out of the shuttle, you know. Yeah, people are coming back, and a lot of delayed flights here in Delta here. So there's just a ton of flights coming in, and people are pissed, and not much you can do about it. It's not my fault it snowed.
Oh, it's not? I heard you were part of I heard a conspiracy theory. So what do you hear about Carmelo? What did you think of that?
Well, I'm not a big pumpkin ball fan, but he hasn't really done much. Obviously being a sport nut, I do read the paper, Vince, every day. My dad always said you read the paper, travel, meet people, and you'll be a better person. So I do read the sports section while I'm on the throne pinching a loaf, and I don't know.
Can you say things really fast? Can you repeat what your dad says and say it a little bit slower? I like the slogan that your dad said, but you said it so fast that.
Well, there's three things that my dad told me when I was little: read, travel, meet people. Those are something I do every day. I try to meet somebody and I read something. He always made us, I mean, the paper's not always good, but I'm big on pop culture. I like to talk about daily events. Believe it or not, Vince, a lot of people have no idea what's going on over in Egypt. I remember when the wall came down, there was a guy I worked with at Perkins, and he was, you know, a religious guy. He had no idea about the wall coming down because he refused to read the paper because he thought it was evil. But my dad always told me, read, travel, meet people. Those three things make you a better person. You should every day try to meet one person and read something every day. Read the paper, see what's going on in your neighborhood. My brother refuses to read the Star Tribune, so because he's a Republican and that's major Democrat. I said, well, I don't read Republican things. And he, whenever we have a conversation, he'll say, where did you hear that? And I go, I read the paper. You know, and then when he comes over to my house, we live two houses down, the paper will be there, and he'll start reading. And I go, wait a minute. What do you do with the South Tribune? I thought you don't read the paper. You know, I read the USA Today every day whenever I travel, and you got to read. You got to know what's going on in your world, Vince. I mean, you know, there's scams going on, and what's going on in your neighborhood. But you know, like I said before, my dad, I've told that to the ghost, is you're your first creditor is paying yourself first. My dad always told me, the outhouse or the penthouse, you're your first creditor. I don't care if it's $1, $100, every paycheck, something's got to go in your back pocket before Uncle Sam or Obama or your mayor or anybody else. So I don't know. I think you got to read the paper every day, Vince, and see what's going on. Read a good book and, you know, don't read a porn magazine, but read something that's going to be good for your, you can actually have a conversation with somebody on your show. When someone calls in and said, I don't know, that's why I believe you got to read. But, in the sports section, I do read it when I'm on the throne. I mean, when he came out of college, he was supposed to be all that and a bag of chip. But what has he done? Absolutely nothing. So, I don't know. I know they got to get something for him, but I don't know if he's worth it. He hasn't done anything yet. Until you do something, I don't think he's worth the hassle they're going after. I don't know. The Knicks are in horrible shape. I mean, a buddy of mine lives out in New York, and Ted the Talking Head, and the Knicks are like, you know, yesterday's news. They're like a ball movement. You know, they're horrible. You know, you take a nick and wipe your nick, you know. You take a crap and you think of the Knicks.
Yeah, well, they're going to be a little bit better now, though, dude. They're going to have Chauncey Billups, Carmelo Anthony, and Stoudemire. That's going to be a pretty gnarly big three. I think they're going to be good now.
Well, I understand that. Like I said, I'm not a big pumpkin ball fan, but a lot of these guys are older, and you're going to selling off for the future. I mean, you got to build, but I don't know. I do like, what's his name? Billups, he played for the Timber Stiffs in here in town, and I went to a few games. You see, at courtside with a couple of the customers here from Japan came in, and they like basketball. They want to go basketball, so we sat courtside. He was fun to watch, but, you know, team is not as well as an eye, and we all know how all these basketball players that, you know, don't want to work as a team. Once they get their money, they don't give a rip, so I don't know. We'll see what happens. Like I said, far being a pumpkin ball fan, but We'll see what happens. I think when you get a lot of these veterans that have been, they're getting paid, they don't care. I don't know. It's, you got too
so
many.
So hey, chances. you don't even like say like March Madness?
I might. I'll watch college before I watch NBA. I mean, I beat the boards once in a while. Like I said,
I love March Madness. That's usually when I start watching basketball. I usually start watching basketball right around March Madness time. And that gets me hyped up. I always lose the office pool or whatever. Whenever I do the brackets, I always lose because I don't pay attention to the regular season and don't really know who's good. But it also, but usually doesn't matter anyways. It's a crapshoot anyways because it's like, it's just helter skelter once the March Madness starts. But once the tournament gets going, but that gets me hyped up, and then that segues into the home stretch of the NBA season and the playoff run, and then the NBA really is interesting during playoffs. I don't really, the season is just too long. Same with baseball. The season is just too goddamn long. I mean, come on, 160 some odd games. Are you kidding me? Like as far as baseball is concerned, I don't think you need to play more than like 75 games to figure out who's the best team. Really. And basketball, I think you play 50 games and you figure out who the best team is, right? You know, and then you can have whatever. You can add an extra round to the playoffs. make it more interesting. I don't know, but yeah, I'm just not a big fan of the format right now.
Well, I come from controlled violence here in this town. It's hockey and football. We like controlled violence, and you want to enjoy yourself for bet, get $1,000 and some good whore and go to Vegas for March Madness, you'll have a good time. I mean, I've been out for March Madness. It's in Vegas.
Oh, yeah.
It's wild. Have you ever been to Vegas for the Super Bowl?
No.
Oh, my God. You got to go. I went out there when Oakland got spanked by Chucky. There was a lot of happy, drunk, bitter Raider fans when I was there.
Yeah. It's crazy. It's nuts, dude. Yeah, well, speaking of which, we're going to take a bitter little pill and have a little break here and play your compadre there from Minnesota.
All right. I got to go anyways, so.
All right, man. Calpo, thanks for stopping through, bro. Appreciate
it. We'll talk to you later, brother. Good night.
All right, man. That's your man, Calpo. If you want to join me, the number is 347-826-7667. And like I said, I'm going to go to some music here from Prince, the Minnesota native neighbor there of our friend Cowpote. And he's rocking the stage at Oracle Arena as I speak. And I will be right back.
You're tuned to Disorderly Conduct. Give us a call, bitches. 347-826-7667. And now, back to the show.
Hey, everybody. It's Vince in the Bay. In the Bay. Back here with you. Taking your calls at 347-826-7667. You call that number. Once again, that number, 347-826-7667. You call that number and you press the number 1, and that raises your hand and alerts me and lets me know that you want to call in and talk and join the conversation. Or else you can just hang out. You can call in and just listen. People do that. You're more than welcome to call in and just chill out. Lay low on the cut. It's all good. But yeah, I want to thank Cowpote for coming through earlier. And I'm going to go back to the lines now. And I believe I have Cletus with me. Cletus, what's going on, dude?
Going on.
Not too much, bro. I just had Dr. Cowpote on. We were talking, chit-chatting about Prince.
Yeah.
I played Prince song.
So what's going on in the world today, man? Do what?
Well, I'll tell you what's going on in the Bay. I'm Vince in the Bay. And in case you didn't know, the Bay includes Oakland, California, where Prince is performing as I speak right now. He's rocking the stage. I have my friend is at the show right now. I just texted him. He hasn't texted me back, but hopefully once the show is over, I think the show will end before my show is over. I think the show is going to end at probably 11:30. I don't know. But hopefully he'll call me in time, probably towards the end of this show, and give me a review of what happened. I'm sure Sheila E is there playing percussion and drums or whatever. I hope she is. I mean, I'd feel ripped off if she wasn't. You like Sheila E?
What else happened overseas, man? You heard anything?
Overseas. Oh, Libya's on fire still. Shit's popping off in Libya. But all kinds of misinformation's getting out there. They did the same thing they did in Egypt. They cut off the internet. And there was all these rumors that what's his name?
Gaddafi.
Gaddafi. That there were rumors that he was going to Caracas. So he was going to that he was in hiding in with what's his name?
Venezuela.
Chavez. Yeah. But no, apparently no. Apparently he's still there, doing well. Still has his tent set up and his 50 hot bodyguards. I did hear that some of the protesters in Wisconsin are looking to do a straight up trade. Speaking of trades, you know, Carmelo Anthony, the big trade tonight. But the people of some of the protesters in Wisconsin are suggesting a trade. They want to trade Scott Walker. Is that his name? Scott Walker, the mayor, or not the mayor, the fucking governor of Wisconsin. Yeah, they want to trade him for Muammar Gaddafi and a couple of female bodyguards to the game later.
Yeah, I hate that dude, huh?
The guy Gaddafi, I can't believe that guy's still around. Honestly, I don't know what. Like, I thought we blew his ass away back in the '80s with Reagan. Didn't he try to pop off to Reagan and Reagan slapped him? What happened?
Reagan. I
refresh my memory.
Yeah, how old was you when that happened?
I was in high school. I was 15.
Wait, how old are you?
Like,
I can ask.
I was like 88. I was like 88, right?
How old are you, Vince?
How old am I? I'm 37.
No, you wouldn't end up. You wouldn't 15 when I hit, man. Because
I think the Gaddafi thing happened in like 1988. Do I remember it? I totally remember it. All right, do I have to go? Do I have to go to the
No,
I'm gonna wiki it, dude. Go ahead.
I may be wrong. I mean, go ahead and wiki it. I may be wrong, but I thought that shit happened when I was in high school.
I was 15. Isn't that high school 15? Or is maybe that, yeah, it's 15.
Yeah, that's it. But I think I was, let's see, if you say you're 37, I'm probably 8 years older than you. And I think I was in high school when that happened. And, well, what happened was, you know, I got to give Reagan credit, man, because
Here you go. Tensions between Libya and the West reached a peak during the Ronald Reagan administration, which tried to overthrow Gaddafi. The Reagan administration viewed Libya as a belligerent rogue state because of its uncompromising stance on Palestinian independence. Blobbity bloobity. There was a lot of sanctions put on Libya in the early 80s. Here we go. The U.S. attacked Libya patrol boats from January to March 1986 during clashes over access to the Gulf of Sidra. So it was like 1986, 87, there were clashes. I wasn't in high school yet. Technically, that was like almost in high school.
I think that now you're talking about the boats. Now, when he hit them, Gaddafi was running his mouth a lot, talking about this, and I think he done something. One of those.
Oh, the Lockerbie thing too.
When he did one of those cruise ships or something, I believe. And one
he sponsored a terrorist that blew up the flight with all the Americans in it, it wasn't British, it was Scottish, I think.
Right. But hold up, let me back up.
The Lockerbie bomber, that was in like 88, wasn't
it? Yeah, but there was another incident, I believe it was on a cruise ship, and it was like a man in a wheelchair, and they killed him, I believe. And I think Reagan come on there and, you know, he had to have a speech, something about it. I got to give him credit because I remember the speech. Said something about, if I get my proof, I will take action. You know, like that. And you figured, oh, yeah, it's another one talking that bull. Man, about, I think, 2 weeks later, they bombed the hell out of them. Reagan come back on there and give the thing, said, I got my proof. But what he did, he killed their family. He killed Gaddafi's family, but Gaddafi got out. Yeah, evidently, he wasn't there, or he escaped. But he shut his mouth after that. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Yeah, he was quiet for all the 90s. He didn't say shit for a long time.
Reagan put it on him, brother. He was talking all that bad
shit. Dude, oh, yeah. Reagan made a lot of mistakes during his tenure as far as foreign relations and international and commander-in-chief moves. He was kind of a blunderer, actually. He had some balls, but he didn't. He made a lot of bad moves, but that was one where he just put the clamp down on Gaddafi. But whatever, it is what
well,
it
let
is.
Let me tell you something. They talk about a lot of bad moves.
This Libyan bullshit. This Wisconsin bullshit. It's just theater. It really is. I mean, look at the people on the streets these aren't the poor people. This isn't the proletariat. This isn't the downtrodden. These are the people that have been exploited by society. These are the affluent middle class people. If you look at the protesters, they're all affluent, middle aged men. And it's just a power grab. I bet you a lot of these people are out of work. They're overeducated. Underpaid, you know, unemployed, you know, and there's just not enough wealth to go around, and these guys are pissed off, so they're taking to the streets. They have nothing better to do because they don't have jobs. So yeah, they're making their voices heard, and you know, Al Jazeera and all these outlets bought into it, and the conditions were right, and it was ripe, and you know, in true CIA people power coup form, they took down Mubarak. You know, more power to them. Good for them. But what is Mubarak getting replaced with? We'll never know, and it's probably not really going to matter, because whatever it is going to be usurped by the U.S. interest, and if it isn't, then, you know, the $2 billion or whatever it is that they give to Egypt will be pulled out from underneath of them. But, yeah, it is what it is. It's political theater. It's all posturing. It's all media manipulated, and I just don't buy into it. I really don't. I don't believe 95% of what I see that's supposedly spoon-fed to me. But I'm not going to get into particulars, especially anything that Sexy Poot. A Sexy Poot in the chat room here. Oh, Sexy Poot's gone now. Seacrest out. Apparently Sexy Poot was calling in. I didn't see you on the line, Sexy Poot. I think Sexy Poot was Antonio Cliftoni. Right. There you go. I wonder who that is. Anyway, back here with Cletus. If you want to join us, the number is 347-826-7667. We're taking calls here tonight for the next hour and 15 minutes, playing music, hanging out. We've already talked about Libya a little bit. I'm kind of tired of that topic. But we could keep shooting the shit about that or whatever else is on your mind.
Hey, Cletus, let me tell you something. Tell me one of the funniest stories that ever happened in your life. Funny things.
What?
Stories. Tell me one of the funniest stories that ever happened in your life.
Oh, man, I don't know, dude. A funny story.
Yeah. Funny.
I don't know, man. I'm not good at telling stories about myself, like, spontaneously like that. Let me see let me get back to you on that. I got a caller here. Let me take the call. I think this is the Nature Boy.
Yes, it is the Nature Boy. How are you there, Mr. Vince of the Bay?
I'm good, dude. What's going down, bro?
Nothing, brother. Just wanted to say hello to you and get a quick plug in for Prankville tonight with our good friend.
Of course.
Debbie
yes.
Daly.
What's going on in Prankville tonight, Nature Boy? This is the Nature Boy, Ric Flair, by the way, everybody. For those of you not familiar with the program, this is him in the flesh. The 80s icon, he's still around. I mean, he didn't die. He's turned into a late night talk radio phenomenon, and he's known as the Nature Boy, and he's got his friend Diesel Kilgore, and he's gonna tell you about his program, Prankville USA, right now.
That's right, ladies and gentlemen, Prankville USA, tonight, 3 a.m. Eastern, 2 a.m. Central, 12 a.m. Pacific, blogtalkradio.com/greatest of all time with the Nature Boy and my good friend of 17 years, Diesel Kilgore. And tonight we have the lovely Debbie Daly. She's going to be doing a live broadcast of her show on Prankville tonight. It'll be great.
All right, there you have it.
The Nature Boy,
Prankville, USA. Nature Boy, I think I have one of your secret admirers on the line here. Hey,
why does the Nature Boy sound like such a fag?
Are you familiar with Ric Flair and his work? He's kind of an effeminate wrestler.
He's an effeminate wrestler,
yes. Yeah.
I knew Ric Flair.
Then you know what I'm talking about.
Angry Jew, why are you such a pussy? Huh?
I knew Ric Flair. I was friends with Ric Flair, and I must tell you, that is not Ric Flair.
What? I can vouch for
it. You don't know what the hell you're talking about. This is the name of Ric Flair, and I would never be friends with you. Never.
All right. This is great. Thank you. Thank you, folks, for
good to the bank?
Yeah, we're having a great, we're having a perfectly fine show there for a second. It was going along nicely. I mean, so what
happened?
Nature Boy calls in, and then you call in at the same time Nature Boy calls in, and just the whole thing goes to shit. I mean,
wow.
Come on, what are we doing here? So what's on your mind, dude? No, you're not muted. Everybody's unmuted. What's on your mind? Ladies and gentlemen, this is the One Angry Jew on with us right now. I know it's kind of chaotic here. Here, shut off the music, please. Thank you. All right. So shut up for a second, please. Do you mind? All right, I'm just gonna. All right, everybody's muted now. Nobody was muted before. Now everybody's muted. Okay. I want to thank Anthony Cliftoni, or Antonio Cliftoni, excuse me, Pegasus031475, and a myriad of guest listeners. Ladies and gentlemen, if you're a guest listener and you are not familiar with Blog Talk Radio, you need to get yourself over to the homepage of Blog Talk Radio, sign up, get an account or a profile made up. It's just like any other bullshit, social networking site. You sign in, you make a profile, you upload a picture. You don't have to upload a picture. Don't matter. But you get a screen name. You can go in the chat. You can chat. It's not a big deal. You don't have to do a show. You can do a show if you want. You can do a free 30-minute show if you want. It's not a big deal. Whatever. But it allows you to chat and experience the full benefits of what the Blog Talk Radio platform has to offer. And so with that said, I'm going to remind you that the call-in number is 347-826-7667. I'm Vincent the Bay. And I'm here to take your calls. I'll be your audio erotic host for the next hour and 10 minutes. I'm going to play music and make love to you on the air, live, before the show's over. Plus, I might get, hopefully, a review of the Prince show, which is happening right now. Right now, as we speak, Prince is playing, and I hope I don't know, but I'm pretty sure Sheila E. plays with him, too. I'm not sure. But I'm pretty sure she does, she plays drums with him a lot. Like, I wouldn't be surprised if she's playing with him tonight. Anyway, here's Sheila E.
Ladies and gentlemen, if you please,
Oh, yeah, live Sheila E. at the Solo. I got off a video on YouTube. You can find, I forgot what it's called. If you just YouTube Sheila E. drum solo, you'll find it. It's a live performance. I think it's part of a live Prince DVD or something. I don't know. But it's fucking badass. Sheila E. is fucking badass. And I'm badass too. And I'm asking you to get your badass onto the horn and call me now. 347-826-7667. I'm Vince of the Bay. Of the Bay tonight. I just got a text from my friend who's at the Prince show. The show's still going on. I got a text back from him finally. And I have a feeling he's having the best night, the most amazing concert experience of his entire career. He goes to a lot of concerts too. And this kid, he's like a fish kid. He's really into fish and all the hippie music, the Grateful Dead and all that shit. But he likes soul music and stuff. Like, he's into Stevie Wonder and Prince and all the hip hop and stuff too. But he's a huge Prince fan, and I think he's blissing out some Prince right now. And I don't know if I'm going to get him to call in. He might he's in the company of some close personal friends, and I don't know if he's going to be able to call in or not, but I'll try to get him on. I hate hyping up something and then having it not happen, because I do that a lot. But again, this is just I did get a confirmed text back from him, so that was good. So yeah, and I can always go on Twitter. I'm following a lot of people on Twitter who are at the show too, so I'm sure I'll get the rundown from somebody somewhere at some point in the show. Oh, Frank from West Virginia types skypeassholes.com. Okay, Frank, thank you very much. I appreciate your spamming that in my chat room. I was not aware of them before. I am now. Thank you. The one-eyed Jew is a Jagoff. All right, well, your Jagoff Jew friend is gone now. That's the one-eyed Jew. He was on here earlier. He's gone now. So you can bugger off there, Frank from West Virginia. Unless when you call in. You're more than welcome to call in. You did just miss your friend OAJ, though. He's gone. He was here earlier, stopped by, and totally tried to steal Nature Boy Ric Flair's thunder there. Poor Nature Boy was just trying to plug his program on my show, and of course the one angry Jew has to come in and, you know, throw a monkey wrench into the situation. That's fine. I'm immune to his Jedi mind tricks. Don't worry, folks. This show will continue onward. And I implore you to join me now. The number is 347-826-7667, Vince of the Bay. Taking calls, talking about whatever. I had Cletus was on, and we talked about Libya for a little bit. I semi-touched on Wisconsin. I think I'm going to hold off on comment. I'm still trying to figure out what's going on in Wisconsin. So I'm refraining from making any stupid... I think I made some stupid tweets on Twitter. Yeah. I was really, like, on fire on Twitter today. It was crazy. Like, I haven't... Oh, my God. Sorry, I'm preoccupied and now I'm on Twitter. Sorry, folks, I'm preoccupied here. This is terrible radio. Total dead air. But I just saw somebody on Twitter that I'm interested in having on the show. Oh, hey, here we go. Black Tinkerbell says, surprise sex is the best thing to wake up to. unless you're in prison. That's Black Tinkerbell, a.k.a. Ruby Sexy Candy. If you guys remember, she was on my show. Oh, no, she was on the Bunga Bunga party? I'm pretty sure if you go back into my archives, folks, on my show page, if you go to blogtalkradio.com/Vince in the Bay, look for the Bunga Bunga party show. That's going to be a hoot. You got to check that one out. The Bunga Bunga party was so much fun. And if you don't know anything about the Bunga Bunga party, you should listen to that program. And you, and if you have to, Google Bunga Bunga party, because
Bunga Bunga party.
Yeah, yeah. Look it up, dude.
Bunga Bunga party.
Exactly.
Bunga Bunga party.
That's right, dude. Good times.
Everybody, Bunga Bunga party!
Yeah, that's right, dude. All right, if you guys want to join me, the number is 347-826-7667. I'm Vince in the Bay. I'm your audio erotic host for the next hour. Going into hour number two here. Taking calls at 347-826-7667. We can chop it up about whatever. It don't matter. We can talk about the Bunga Bunga party. That's fine. I don't mind. But I did dedicate a show, whole show to it. So I'm just saying after this show, maybe, you know, you want to hear something else, peruse my library, my archive there at blogtalkradio.com/Vince in the Bay. For the Bunga Bunga party. Also had some great episodes last week. Played a lot of music last week. It was all, did a Grammy show, played a lot of Grammy music. Did a Bonnaroo show. Really stoked about the artist in Bonnaroo. If you've listened to any of my shows lately, the last week I've been really hyped on post-Grammy, pre-Bonnaroo artists. I'm playing a lot of them recently. I'm getting into this... who was it that I played last night? Wiz Khalifa and Chitty Bang. Jovanotti, that's that Italian hip-hop I've been playing. Florence and the Machine, that's another one. I've like heavy, heavy rotation on my iPod. Florence and the Machine, that chick Florence... really caught my ear at the Grammys with her performance of that at the Aretha. If you don't know what I'm talking about, if you saw the Grammys, I think it was the Aretha tribute, there was this like super pale white chick with really red hair who was up there. And I think maybe the fact that she was on there and Fantasia wasn't was the reason why Fantasia decided she wasn't going to perform. Because Fantasia wanted to be on the tribute, the Aretha tribute, but she got nixed. But she did win a Grammy, though, I think. And but it doesn't matter, because this chick Florence from Florence and the Machine was awesome. She blew me away. She had some serious pipes, and not pretentious either. She was up there with Christina and Jennifer Hudson and all these people that go like, oh, and this chick just belted out the song. She didn't mess around. I was like, right on, dude. And this fucking white chick too, super pale, ultra like translucent looking white chick with really ultra red dyed hair. And but she's great. She's got this band, Florence and the Machine, that I downloaded their record yesterday, I think it was. And I think it's great. I love it. I've been listening to it all the whole time. I don't know. Maybe I'm gay. Maybe I'm getting soft in my old age. I usually don't like the female vocalists as much. But recently I've been listening to a lot of female vocalists and their music. And she's one of them. And Florence and the Machine, of course, are going to be at... Bonnaroo, and geez, I'm talking about it, so I'm going to play it. This is Florence and the Machine, and what's the name of the track? I should know it. Dog Days Are Over. right here on Blog Talk Radio and your Monday Night Disorderly Conduct program. Give me a call. We can chop it up about anything and everything. And after that, we'll make love and go out for brunch. But you got to call in now. Oh, wait, here, before I go to the music, let me take I got a call here with the panda. Go ahead, 111, you're on the air.
Oh, Vince, you keep trying to get into our conference room. Why are you doing it, man? Because that's all you're there trying to get in this morning. What's the deal, man? What's happening out there? What's happening out there?
All right, hang on a second. All right, dude. All right, this is that guy, Snake. He doesn't stop talking, right? He drinks obsessively. He's a Pittsburgh Steelers fan. Good for him. And he talks on aimlessly. The more he drinks, the less it is, the less comprehensible he is. And more, never mind. I'm not even going to go into it. He's a good friend of the show. I'm glad that he called in. It's good to have him here. With friends like him, who needs enemies, right?
Boom, boom, boom. Boom, boom, boom.
Ping.
Boom, boom, boom. Boom, boom, boom.
Ping.
Boom, boom, boom. 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 Boom.
Friends sing together.
Boom.
La, 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 la.
Friends do things together.
Boom.
La, 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 la.
Friends laugh together.
Boom.
Ha, 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 ha.
Friends make graphs together.
Boom.
La, 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 la.
Friends help you when you're in danger. Friends are people who are not strangers. Friends help you shift into a new place. Tell you if you've got food on your face. Friends are the ones on whom you can depend.
He's my friend, he's not my friend.
Friends are the ones who are there in the end.
He's my friend, they're not my friends.
If you trip over, I'll catch you fall. If you kick my dick, I won't break your balls.
If you get drunk and vomit on me, I'll make sure you get home safely.
If you cross the road and a truck struck you,
I'll scrape you up and reconstruct you. I'll cheer you up if you're depressed.
If you get murdered, I'll avenge your death.
Friends walk together.
La 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 la.
Pop and lock together. Me and him together. La 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 la.
Me and him forever.
Friends go jogging at the track. Friends borrow money, never pay it back. Friends do not let friends do crack. Friends go out and grab a snack. Friends drink beer in the sun.
Unlike girlfriends, they don't mind if you have more than one. Friends tell you when your fly's undone.
My Uncle John had a special friend. They dressed alike, his name was Ben. I've never seen two friends like them. They were very, very friendly men.
Boom, la, 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 la.
Friends, friends, friends.
Boom, la, 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 la.
Friends, 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 friends.
Boom, la, 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 la.
Friends, 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 friends.
La, 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 la. Friends.
La, 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 la.
Bing.
Wow. I'm reading this chat right now. It says, Joan S. Let that party.
Bonnaroo. Yes, I'm trying to. I think so. I'm going to try to.
John is talking about Chris Christopherson.
Tickets,
VIP tickets,
VIP
tickets,
two cost
$1,400
without
head. So I'm having some reception problems here with my Patreon
remote, folks.
Is that the situation here?
Hello?
Test one.
Weird situation going on here.
Yeah, I'm
going
to try to alleviate that.
My bad.
I'll be right back.
Coming
Bonnaroo, Bonnaroo, Bonnaroo. Can't stop saying a Bonnaroo, 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 a Bonnaroo, 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 Bonnaroo. Can't stop. Bonnaroo.
To the top, we still notice my acceleration. I do it for the have-nots, for the boys playing ball on the block. Taboo told me to kiss with the shot, so I stopped giving mad, but I came with a plot. Plot. I probably moved on to my next axis. And if she calling, I don't care about what my ex axis. Why? Cause I'm in the lab like Bill, not a science guy. Fly to fly, could jump on the top of the Empire State Building, just glide. If I nail girl, say that I ain't well end out like Harvard and Yale. Ladies, man, Jesse Kostopoulos. I'm getting shows booked. I'll be the novelist, Superman, Metropolis. I pop it off my topic pick. Periodically, I'm in my element. Prosperous, I'm prosperous. Say we loud or too rockerish. Bro, how long are you locked in it? I say I'm till apocalypse. I got this.
Everybody, it's Vince in the Bay. I'm back here. I called back into my Skype. I don't know. I hope it's working now. I'm taking your calls, 347-826-7667. Let's go to the lines. I have a caller being patient here on the 347 area. Go ahead. You're on the air. What's up? All right. Hang on. Sorry, caller. I'm going to have you start again. Hang on. I didn't unmute you properly. Hang on. All right. Area code 347, you're on the air. What's on your mind?
Yeah, I'm saying your reception is working fine, but hey, this is your friend and pal, Benjamin Solomon.
Hey, dude, what's up, bro? What's going on?
Nothing. What's going on with you?
Just doing the radio program. Got about 45 minutes left and playing some music. I've had several callers. Your friend the Jew stopped by for a minute earlier. Cletus came through. We talked about Carmelo Anthony going to the Knicks. We talked about Libya. We talked about Wisconsin. We've been all over the map, bro. What brings you here?
Well, anyway, I just saw you on the list, you know, out of all the chat sessions open, so and then I just decided, you know, to just come in and give you a little visit, basically.
Cool, man. So what's going on? For those of you who are not familiar, this is Benjamin Solomon. He is he's the proprietor of his own program here on BTR, and he's also affiliated with the British Conservative program now as well.
I think it's Black Conservative, you mean.
Who?
I think you said British conservative. I think you mean black conservative. Am I right?
Oh, did I misspeak?
Yes. Well, I mean,
oh, Freudian slip, bro. Freudian slip. Well, you know, he sounds British, actually. Doesn't he sound kind of British? He's got a British accent. It's kind of hard stuff.
Yeah.
He's got such command of the English language. I thought he was British.
Well, anyway, here is the thing. I mean, I'll confess. I mean, sometimes I'll have a misspeaking problem, and then it's annoying when I don't even notice it until I listen to my own show, and then I have to.
I know he doesn't have a normal speaking pattern like, say, you, Benjamin. I mean, he doesn't have gaping, pregnant pauses.
I was not talking about the black conservative there. I was talking about like misspeaking. I mean, sometimes on my show I have a misspeaking problem, and then I have to. And then I don't notice it until I listen to my own show. Then I would, you know, like sometimes go and clarify what I meant basically and all that.
Yeah. You know what? You just chalk that up to experience, bro. You live and learn. You sharpen yourself. Every day you try to get better. I listen back to my show and I want to puke every time. Because, first of all, the show is just, the content's just complete garbage. And second of all, I don't know how to enunciate properly either. So I should take a lesson or two from the British conservative. Benjamin, are you there?
Right. Well, I mean, anyway, about the Black Conservative show, I'll make it clear I am co-host of that show.
Yeah. So how's that going for you?
It's going well. So I wonder where One Angry Jew went, though, I guess.
I don't know, but I have a special message. You're Jewish, right, Benjamin?
Yeah. Yes.
Hey, I have a special message for you from Ghost. You ready?
Ghost? All right.
Why don't you shove it up your ass before I use your damn yarmulke as a coffee filter? All right, you piece of garbage?
Just for you, bro.
Where do these ridiculous losers come
these
from?
These people
honestly?
Are idiots.
Hey, are you familiar with Ghost? Are you familiar with Ghost?
Barrel roll! Anyway.
Well, Ghost, yeah, right. Okay, so that's Ghost, right? He's like, they got the most goddamn popular radio, blog talk radio program. If you don't know about Ghost, then you're lost, my friend. You are lost if you don't know Ghost. Right, Ghost?
Vince, you stupid San Francisco 1978 Amber Crombie Fitch loving piece of nipple clamp loving butt plug up the ass looking hot dog licking your ass having dog humping squirrel fisting bastard.
Hey, Ghost, did you rename your show to Stupid Liberal Loser? How about that?
Here we go. We're gonna go ahead and we're gonna inhale right now. Hold on, I gotta kick somebody out of my chat room for being a milky looking butt lover. Hold on, here we go.
Sorry, Ghost is simulcasting on his show right now, Benjamin. Sorry about that. He doesn't even know it, though.
Well, I bet you Ghost. I bet you that this Ghost guy he should rename himself to Loser because that's what he sounds like.
Yeah, I know. He's not an upstanding, classy individual that's contributing positively to society, such as yourself, of course.
Well, the thing is this. I bet that this ghost guy is probably another one of these left-wing radicals or something.
Oh, he's totally left-wing radical for sure. You should check out his show, man. It's called, if you go to blogtalkradio.com/ghost, you should check him out. He's on during the day. He's on, at my time, he's on at 2 p.m. Pacific, so that's 5 p.m. Eastern. You'd love to. He's a typical liberal pinko commie, you know, Leninist, Stalinist, Maoist, organist.
Right.
From Toledo. Right. You should check him out, dude. No, actually, he's in Austin, Texas. I lied. Ghost is in Austin, Texas, but he's a total liberal commie pinko bastard. You should call in. He's worse than African Warlord X. Actually, if you took African Warlord X, Collagenesis, Wheel Lock, and you put them in a blender, it wouldn't be as potent a drink as Ghost. You got to check him out. You got to punish this liberal bastard ghost before he comes for you. He's obviously a Palestinian sympathizer. I mean, listen to the guy.
Why don't you shove it up your ass before I use your damn yarmulke as a coffee filter? All right, you piece of garbage.
Well,
you know what
anyway,
I'm saying,
I think it went.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, anyway,
check
I went
him out,
to the
bro.
Ghost show. I went to the ghost show, and it doesn't say, you know. I mean, it can't be. I mean, is it really the same ghost as what I'm seeing in the profile where he portrays himself as a conservative show? I don't think it's the same guy.
Oh, it is, dude. He changed. He's not conservative anymore. You noticed how he's not the
true conservative
anymore?
He's
true capitalist now. He's true capitalist now. You know what that's code for, capitalist? You know what that's code for? Communism. He doesn't want you to know he's a commie, dude.
They're all idiots.
Anyway, he says this is True Capitalist Radio, formerly known as True Conservative Radio Program.
You there, Vince?
Yeah, it's me, Ghost. What's going on, man?
Nothing much. I'm kicking back here drinking a Negra.
Nice.
Barrel roll. Thank you.
Vince is not gay. Is that Vince from the Bay? And so now your Vince is not gay because everybody thinks that because you're from the Bay, you're gay?
Man.
I don't know. What's that about, Vince?
Oh, man. I hope. Well, yeah. I don't know. I was going to say, well, it's a shame if he's not happy. So I assume that.
No, I'm pretty sure
that
he's talking about the other gay.
Man, that's sad, man. It don't even matter, man.
Saying that he's not. I don't think,
you know. Really don't, player. If they was tripping off you being from the Bay, making speculation, you know what I'm saying?
But I'm sure it probably matters to him if he's not gay and he's trying to get the ladies and people be thinking he's gay. That's not good.
Right.
But if, you know, if you're gay, be gay. But you're not gay.
Yeah,
and that's why you're saying you're not gay. So, yeah you don't want to be thought of as gay if you're not gay, because that kind of messes up your game a little bit.
Yeah.
You're tuned to
Disorderly Conduct
with your host,
Vince at the Bay.
Vince in 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 the Bay.
Hi there, honey. I'm number one-y.
Hi there, fella. I'd like to see you after the show.
In the Bay.
These people are idiots.
That's right, Ghost. Vince in the Bay back here with you, taking your calls. 347-826-7667 is the number. Got a half hour to go here. Got some. The switchboard is lit up here like an old Christmas tree. And I'm going to slide over here and take a call here from the area code 530. You're on the air.
What's up, Vince?
Hey, who's this?
This is Eric over at Oracle.
Oh, it's Heine. Hey, what's up, Heine? You're going to be Heine on the air, dude.
I'm Heine at Oracle. Got over at the print show.
Nice, bro. Tell us about it.
It wasn't all that. It was cracked up to be, I hate to say it.
What?
I don't know. It's 11:30, and I'm walking out of the show right now. Seems a little early.
Really? Where's the after party, bro?
I don't know.
Doesn't he do like a secret after show in the city somewhere?
I thought it was some like DNA Folsom Street stuff that I'm too old to figure out nowadays.
Dude, I'll get on the internet and figure it out. Dude, I got a bunch of hacker troll people that listen to my show, and they probably they'll look it up right now and figure it out where the after party is for Prince.
Well, you call me and tell me, and I'll have something to do.
Yeah. Yeah, any of you BWC, 4chan, Skype asshole pieces of shit want to put your skills to good use, find out where the after party is for Prince tonight in San Francisco, all right? Yeah,
then your man Heine will know what to do.
Yeah, and Heine, my correspondent who's reporting live from the Oracle Arena, will be able to give me a full report. So, dude, did he play like all the hits? Did he? I mean, was the performance good at least?
Parts of it were good, and then he just kind of went off in his little Prince tangents. But overall, it was a good show. It was a good show.
What, was he being, like, gay? Was he, like, jerking off on the side of the stage on his guitar?
Yeah, a little bit of that, yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, he's a motherfucking dancer.
Self-indulgent noodling on the guitar.
Exactly.
I'm wrong for that.
Exactly.
That didn't hurt too, but that didn't hurt anybody. But, yeah, I know what you mean. You're kind of like, hey, I want to... Yeah, I get it. Was Sheila E. there?
Sheila E. was there, and we had a little man's touch, like, second song.
Nice.
We did a little man's touch. They opened up with some Sly and the Family Stone.
Excellent.
Yeah. Overall, it was a good show. I won't complain.
Excellent. And then tomorrow night, you're going to see the Warriors at the same place, right?
Warriors Celtics tomorrow night. Heck yeah. I see some Stephon Curry. Take it to Rajon Rondo.
You hear about the Carmelo trade?
Did it go down?
It went down.
Who did he go to?
The Knicks.
The Knicks, yuck. I'm kind of disappointed there.
He went there with Chauncey.
Well,
yeah,
and they got Amare. So
They got the big three, dude. If they don't have any excuses now, they should be coming bringing it now. You know what I'm saying? They should be bringing
it
now.
Phillips, Anthony, and what's his head? Amare, that's a good squad. I want to see some Carmelo and Jay-Z though on the court.
Oh yeah, I played some Jay-Z earlier, dude. Dude, have you heard this band Hugo? They do a cover of 99 Problems.
No, I haven't.
Oh, it's tight. There's also, you got to check out this Prince tribute thing. I play it on my show all the fucking time. There's a mariachi version of
nice.
I Will Die For You.
Nice.
Yeah, here. Hey, we're gonna go to a break. Here, you can check it out, dude. I'm gonna let you go. You can hear part of the song right now, and then I'll call you off the air and see what's up, dude.
Sounds good. I'll talk to you later. Peace out.
All right, man. There you go.
Bye-bye, girl. I will
Won't you? 347-826-7667. I'm hanging out here. It's Monday night. It's been quite a show so far. We still have 15 minutes left, kids. Stick around. There's more to come. I played a little blickety-brickety block of Prince there. Well, two Prince songs, one by Prince, performed by Prince, the other one performed by, if I can say it, Mariachi El Bronx, doing I Would Die For You. And I would die for a phone call right now. If you could do it, that would be fantastic. The number is 347-826-7667. Let's go to the phone lines here, and we have a blocked caller. Go ahead. You're on the air.
Yes, sir, I am.
All right, you there, Vince?
Yes,
yeah,
I am
here,
right,
Vince. Thank you.
I wanted to talk to you.
One at a time, please. Yes, I'm
all right. We got a full room, Vince. We always do.
All right.
So where's the one-eyed Jew?
Where's
the one-eyed Jew? I got to ask you a question, Vince, all right?
Yeah.
Why does the one-eyed Jew only ask questions? Why? What's his gig, man? What is the deal with that guy, man? Just questions?
I think that's his deal, is questions.
That
he
is
just answers questions with questions. He questions,
that
questions,
is,
questions.
That's his stick.
I think that's it, dude. I think you figured it
questions,
out.
Questions, 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 more questions on questions and questions to questions. Never really
exactly
talks about anything. You really can't know where he's coming from. No. He's an inside job guy, unemployed,
okay,
with a kid. And he's basically a, well, you know, a know-nothing nobody, right?
All right, so it's settled then. Moving on, I'm Vince LeBay. I got a switchboard that's lit up here like a Christmas tree. If you want to join me, the number is 347-826-7667. We can chop it up about anything and everything if you have to, and that's the only thing on your mind is the Jew. Well, then I guess that's what we'll talk about, right?
I'm a troll and a liar.
Yeah, exactly.
The
well,
one-eyed
you guys a long time.
Fucking
hey, one
Jew
at a time.
Is a one-eyed fucking Jew.
Yeah. All right. It's been established. Moving on. Okay. 347-826-7667 is the number. Let's now take a let's have a brief word from Lewis Black, shall we? From his Grammy award-winning album. Here's Lewis Black. I'll be right back.
When President Obama was elected, I'll never forget the next day, everyone, everywhere, said the following. I can't believe this could possibly have ever happened in my lifetime. Which made me wonder, who voted for him? Now, people were truly overwhelmed by his election. I wasn't as much, and the reason is because he's a Democrat. And that didn't seem to me to be an improvement over Republican. I don't know if you've noticed, but our two-party system is a bowl of shit looking in the mirror at itself. Why would I be excited that a Democrat won? Seriously, over the past 8 years, the Democrats didn't do shit. Basically, the last 8 years, I feel... the Republicans stood around farting, and the Democrats went, ooh, let me smell it. I find it astonishing that anyone is still a loyal Democrat or a loyal Republican. What are you basing this on? How is it possible? What is it that you see? I don't see what you're seeing. What is it that the Democrats or the Republicans have done for any of you in the past 30 years that has made any difference in your life? And yet, people hang in, which makes me wonder, what the fuck? I believe you're delusional. I believe you're seeing something that isn't there. And we call that hallucinating. And I know about hallucinations because I took LSD when I was young just to prepare me for this moment in time. I saw my refrigerator turn into a puma and run away. And I tracked that son of a bitch for 3 days. Mostly wondering, what am I going to tell my parents? And when I finally caught up with it in the middle of the woods, and I was cutting open its stomach in order to get a beer out, as crazy as I was at that point, I was less crazy than anybody in this room who's still a Democrat or a Republican.
Double up for them gangsters. Well, I wrote this for criminals, but all of y'all should listen at me. Now, if you ever catch me stitching, just haul off and slap me. They on the other team, let's rumble, it's my thoughts exactly. They work for gangsters and they whack for Hampton, do this pattern. Hey, Playboy, pop them with a pistol and get executed. Hey, mama, murder them with missiles and you get saluted. Go ahead and get for a grand to see an executed. For bankers, babies, the Bahamas off a billion looted. For them killers, give it up for them gangsters. One time for the killers, double up for them gangsters. Well, I wrote this for criminals, but they the ones who wrote the laws. They ain't on TV getting arrested all up in their drawers. They stick their hands in politicians, make them move their jaws. And they be starving folks for bread until they breath hard. Hey, take a memo, money, penny, say the deed is done. And you could be CDC and say our leader's one. But first we fax a photograph of the opponent's son. Adjust the image, cause it's hard to see the gag done. Give it up for them gangsters. One time for the killers. Double up for them gangsters. Well, I wrote this for gangsters while I sprinted to your backyard. Not for them coppola criminals, they just act hard. Tony Montana had a stylist and a sad card. When he reloaded, slaves forgot that they had back cards. Hey, mama, Mr. De Niro, what kind of gun is that? Can you look more like a menace than you now running back? Hey, sister, so what's for safety got all them money stacks? Long as his Liz never looked at the real maniac. Clap for them killers. Give it up for them gangsters. One time for the killers. Double up for them gangsters. And can you clap for the killers? Give it up for them gangsters. One time for the killers. Double up for them gangsters.
In the bay. We got about, I don't know, 5 minutes left to go here. If you want to call in, you should do it now. 347-826-7667 is the number. And I have a call. Let's go to the line, 812 area code. You're on the air. What's up?
This is Joan in the chat room.
Hey, Joan. How are you doing? What's on your mind?
I'm fine. Nothing. Nothing's on my mind. I just felt sorry for you because of your callers. You've got the saddest callers I think I've ever heard.
Oh, well, I have had you know what's been sad? Actually, I don't think my sad the callers individually are sad. I think the fact that they all are gentlemen tonight is kind of sad. And I'm glad that you called in. It's good to get some estrogen up here on the air. Airwaves to balance things out, and I'm glad you called in. What's on your mind?
Well, you know, I've never listened to your show before, and normally I am not up this late, but I'm an insomniac, and in Indiana it's 2 in the morning. I'm listening in, and I'm thinking, okay, why are you playing Bad Prince music first of all? And to be honest with you,
okay.
I'm not sure why anybody wanted to listen to that. Even in the 80s, we didn't want to listen to that. I'm not sure why you put it on.
Yeah. You know what? I'm not sure why you continued to listen to it if he had such a problem with it. That, I, in and of itself, I found fascinating. But, you know, I do stuff that I don't enjoy all the time. The reason why I played Prince is because I'm in the Bay Area, hence my name, Vince in the Bay, and I'm doing a program from the San Francisco Bay Area, hence Vince in the Bay. And tonight, in the Bay Area, in Oakland, California, which is encompassed in the, quote, Bay Area, Prince is performing, or he finished his performance. I don't know if you tuned in to the entire program, Joan, but, you know, I had a friend of mine call in. He was at the Prince show, and he called in for about 5 minutes, 5 or 10 minutes, and commented about the show. And, yeah, so that's sort of where Prince fits into everything. And I tried to mix things up by playing the Prince I Would Die For You mariachi version by Mariachi El Bronx. So not only was I trying to lighten the blow, the Prince blow on you by only playing two songs. One of them I intentionally didn't have by Prince himself at all. It was a Prince song, but performed by Mariachi El Bronx, which, if you enjoyed that, you should check out Mariachi El Bronx. They have a CD out. It's actually the alter ego of this hardcore band called The Bronx. If you haven't checked them out, I think they're from L.A., which makes sense. They call themselves The Bronx. And there must be a band in Williamsburg somewhere that calls themselves Silver Lake, I suppose. But whatever, it is what it is. I'm Vince of the Bay. I appreciate all of you joining me here this evening. It's been fantabulous to have all of you. I don't think any of you callers are sad, despite what Joan thinks. I respect her opinion and will respectfully disagree. I really appreciated Cowpoke calling in. He always has some nuggets of wisdom to share. He actually is from Minnesota and talked about how he's interacted with Prince out there. He's actually a neighbor of Prince's. My cousin Cletus called in. We talked about Libya. The Nature Boy called in from promoting his show. He's got this piece of garbage Prankville USA thing going on in about 4 minutes. Comes on right after my show. Check that out. One Angry Jew was here. He was angry as usual, and he tried to steal Nature Boy's thunder. No worries, though. Then Snake called in completely belligerent. I apologize, listeners, for that. That was sad. I, Joan, I'll agree with you. I'll give you that one. Snake called in, very sad character. The guy is just pissed, poor drunk, can't form complete sentences, but yet rambles on incoherently for hours on end. You have to mute the guy. It's impossible to shut him off. That was sad. I'll concede you that. Benjamin called in. That was fun. That was kind of sad, too, actually. my friend Heidi called in. That was not sad. He called in from the show. He was a little disappointed, let down by the show, I guess. That was interesting. But anyways, I'm going to try to hook up with him later and check out the after party. I know Prince has got to be doing an after show. Whenever he does shows in the city, he does after parties. And he's not doing another show until Wednesday, so he doesn't even have to go anywhere tomorrow. So, you know, he's partying. So if there's an after show, it's going to be on tonight. So I'm going to try to scoop that out. Yeah, thanks, Joan, for calling in. Thanks, everybody, for listening. I appreciate the love and the harsh, brutal criticism, Joan. I appreciate it. It's good to get feedback, especially from female listeners. I appreciate females calling into the program. Female callers get priority. I wish there was some way I could see your sexual orientation or whatever on the switchboard here, but I guess the technology is just not there. Oh, I have one more call. Let's take one more call real quick. Area code 402, what's going on? Who's this?
Hey, Shug.
Oh, hey,
who's
baby. How you
this?
Doing? No, I know who it is now. I just wanted to make sure. Hi. It's all good. Hey, we have a minute to go. What's up?
I just called to say hi.
Oh, hello, sugar.
and let you all know I missed you.
Oh, I missed you too, baby. All right. Oh, wow. Oh yeah. All right. Hey, we gotta go here. Thanks for tuning in, everybody. The show is Disorderly Conduct. It's Monday Night Live no longer. Check me out tomorrow night. It'll be Tuesday Night Live, I suppose. Should be on at 10 p.m. Pacific, 1 a.m. Eastern, right here on Blog Talk Radio. It's Vince in the Bay, Disorderly Conduct. In the meantime, catch me on Twitter, twitter.com/VinceInTheBay. And until next time, remember, kids, Jesus saves.